Within earshot of the Iowa State University Carillon, fine art is on display in abundance, including works from Christian Peterson and Grant Wood, friends who at one time worked side by side. 46 years after his death, sculptor Christian Peterson is being honored with a new museum bearing his name here on the ISU campus, where he was the nation's first artist in residence. In a tribute on WOI-TV in 1961, Peterson, who was born in Denmark and learned his craft on the East Coast, said that he settled in Iowa for artistic freedom.
And I've always tried to go my own way to bring that to the farmers here where we could start a culture. I've always maintained if we wanted to have a true American art, it had to start in the Midwest.
Collectors and museums, including the Smithsonian, hold around 1,300 of Peterson's creations, 900 at Iowa State, where he was on the faculty.
His legacy is of a beloved teacher. People think, forget that he was a popular teacher, and he was a teacher that allowed social interaction within his classrooms as well as just academic interaction.
Lynette Pullman is director of museums.
We know that over 80 people met and then married, having met in his classes.
Peterson's own wife, Charlotte, was a partner in his professional life, too.
The thinking process is very long. He worked very rapidly when he started to work, but the thinking process was a different thing, the getting it together. You know, he was a very, very, very sensitive person.
Peterson's most visible accomplishments are the Fountain of the Four Seasons and the Gentle Doctor, both at Iowa State. But his most important interpretation, according to the artist himself, was his last.
This is the Fisher Community Center in Marshalltown. It is here that Christian Peterson's last statue will stand.
Down real deep, there was something he wanted to say. And so finally, he called me over to the studio one day, and he had this little clay sketch. And I said, honey, you've got it.
I have 1 8-foot figure there, holding aloft the child. I wanted to symbolize this generation, helping the next generation, so the child is looking into the future.
He truly believed that each generation lifted up the next generation, not only intellectually, but emotionally. It's called Dedication to the Future. It was his last work of art. He literally died 3 days after he signed his name into the clay.
4.5 decades later, surviving family members will gather on March 22nd at the newly renovated Morrill Hall for the dedication of the Christian Peterson Art Museum.
When he arrived in Iowa and worked with Grant Wood in 1933 and early 1934, we believe that Grant Wood influences his style at that point.
Next time, a study of Peterson's fellow artist, Grant Wood, through the eyes of his sister.
Well, Grant had a round face, a cleft chin. He had a small, puggy nose, just like mine, only on a smaller scale.
The woman in American Gothic on the next Iowa Archives. For Iowa Public Radio, I'm Rick Fredrickson.